Postal bliver modtaget med tak, og ganske rigtigt, vi lukker her klokken 3.
It's a sight that was previously unthinkable in once tranquil Denmark. Police with assault rifles patrolling the corridors of Parliament. They're protecting Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a dog and was the target of the first fatal attack in February.
Modern Denmark has entered the modern world.
Helle Moretta Brix is chair of the Lars Vilks Committee.
Freedom of speech is really under pressure, but one's simply have to continue the work one is doing. That's how I look upon it.
Things changed completely then this year.
Vilks refuses to compromise on free expression, despite having to move from safe houses because of death threats.
You have to be very careful, because if you're discovered, you have to move. And I've been moving several times already. So it's kind of a prison. You're living in that kind of life.
This is the sound of Bob Katz-Nelson, adding the finishing touches to caricatures for Berlingske, one of Denmark's main newspapers.
As a cartoonist, we didn't sign up like soldiers or policemen or other people working in dangerous areas. Instead of things calming down, they have escalated. You have to think once or twice about how you're going to approach certain topics, in specific religious subjects, so that has changed. Do I stick my neck out then and risk my head being cut off? Denmark is at war right now, and people in our society are willing to take up arms and fight against our way of living.
Jakob Machangema, the head of a legal think tank called Justitia, is alarmed by increasing self-censorship in the Danish media.
It's an incentive to other extremists saying, we may not be able to win the debate democratically in the free and open, but then we can resort to violence, intimidation and threats.
The trickle-down effect of intimidation has made an appearance in Denmark's election campaign. Social Democrat candidate Lars Aslan Rasmussen, who has a Turkish father, was ordered by extremists to leave a predominantly immigrant district of Copenhagen. They said that voting was un-Islamic.
I think it's a small group, but it's a very dangerous group, and it's also important that the police is here and can protect some of the candidates which have roots in the Middle East, because I'm not the only one who have this experience.
Aslan Rasmussen is confronted by a formidable Muslim woman in a headscarf.
You've got to be joking. I don't want a rose. You want my vote? I think it's seriously inappropriate that you're here. You're the one who's bad-mouthing us.
After wishing the politician good day, she stops to talk to me. Her name is Maria Mauler, and she's an archaeologist.
And I just expressed my liberties here. It's not freedom of speech, it's being under attack. It's the whole way you take that statement and label it on people and being defined by other people. That's the problem.
Among those who believe that Danes must curtail their freedom of expression is a female imam called Shireen Kankan, a rarity in a male-dominated religion.
I think it's more important to ask the questions, how can we understand each other? If we keep mocking people, humiliating them, generalizing Islam, I mean, of course, we will have reactions. I think when we speak about free speech, we're so occupied that saying that free speech should be absolute.
Ever since the February attacks, Danish police have been at full stretch trying to prevent another atrocity. They're under severe strain.
Here, they're trying to prevent anti-racists from clashing with a weekly demonstration of a small group that claims it opposes extreme Islam, but not all Muslims.
It's necessary to be out here to protest against the Islamophobic movement that's getting bigger and bigger in Europe.
The ideology behind is not okay and should not be allowed in public space. You should not be allowed to express racistic opinions and so on.
Surrounded by scores of police officers, the anti-Islamic protesters reach a quiet square and sing a song called Surrounded by Enemies. At their head is Mona Walter, a Somali who now lives at a secret address in Sweden.
So police you stand up every day, because if you don't, your children will live under Sharia. Your future, it will be over, because you inherited democracy, you inherited freedom of speech. That will go down to the toilet if you don't stand up today.
Critics accuse free speech campaigners of being as fundamentalist as radical Islamists. Some come from countries where such liberty is a distant dream.
I have received death threats from radical Islamists. They don't like my art.
This is Firouza Bazrafgan, an Iranian performance artist whose parents were granted asylum in Denmark because of their opposition to Ayatollah Khomeini. And this is a recording she made on her phone on a bus. A Palestinian says, "You little whore, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get a gun."
The society I want to have in the future, also for my child, it's a free society that you can stand up and say whatever you want to say. Don't threaten anyone. Don't kill.
Nearly 10 years after Denmark outraged the Muslim world with the Mohammed cartoons, the debate over free expression is more fraught than ever. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.